Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are joining us in person and those of you who are joining us online. We have just a few announcements this morning. Just a reminder that men's group is meeting tomorrow night. We were going to have an informational youth group meeting this evening, but several folks reached out and said, since we're already going to be at worship, can we do it after church? So if you were planning on coming to that meeting, it'll be immediately after worship in the fellowship hall, which means I won't be greeting folks at the red doors today, so we'll be meeting in there. Hopefully you saw in the holly leaf that the directories are finally ordered. April found a coupon for me where we could get 50% off plus free shipping, which the shipping alone is $400, so we really wanted free shipping. Hopefully those will be here and ready to hand out on October 6th, and they're going to be $14 a piece. The church is picking up part of the cost, but if you'll have cash or check ready, the directories will be ready on the 6th. Next weekend is going to be a really fun weekend here at Holly Grove. On Saturday at 10 o'clock, we are having worship training for acolytes, for ushers, for assisting ministers. I've got updated handouts that include why we have these positions in worship and why we serve in these ways and how we serve. So if you've served in any of these ways before, if you'll still plan on joining us, so that we can go over why we do what we do and refresh on how we do it. That would be wonderful. And it pairs well with our service next Sunday, which I am so excited about and hope that you will join us for. We're going to have what I'm calling an instructive Eucharist. It is going to be a service that sounds like the pastor's commentary is on, whereas we make, John is here this morning, oh my goodness. John Lohr is here this morning, everybody. That means he's feeling well enough to be here. That is a gift to see you this morning. So we're going to be making our way through the worship service, talking about the different parts of the service, why we have those, why they're in the order that they are, why we do what we do in worship. I've had a lot of fun putting it together, so I hope that you will find it meaningful next Sunday. And then on October 6th, we are going to have a blessing of the animals. So the feast day of St. Francis is always October 4th, and St. Francis loved animals and was often found singing to them. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to ask you all to bring pictures of your pets into worship. Pets that you've had in the past, pets that you have now, bring a picture with you. I wish we could bring them to worship. Wouldn't that be a hoot? But if you'll bring a picture representing your pet, we're going to bless our pets that Sunday. Okay, we have three prayer shawls this morning. Mary Ellen has asked for these. She said that some of you all will remember Amanda Campbell, now Amanda Campbell Russell. Well, her husband died last Sunday while he was out on a bike ride. And so we have a prayer shawl for her and their two sons. And I hear so often, I don't know if you all get to hear, but I hear so often how much these prayer shawls mean to folks. And it struck me as so tender that as these boys are missing their dad and grieving their dad, that they can hold these and cuddle them. And so I hope that these are a blessing beyond measure to that family. So let us pray. God, we thank you that you are always with us, that you walk with us through the darkest of times and through the darkest of valleys. And we pray especially this morning for Amanda and Parker and Lettner as they are grieving the loss, the sudden and shocking loss of their dad and husband. We pray that you would comfort them, O God, that you would give them peace, and that you would help so many others surround them with love and care and support. We ask that you bless these prayer shawls this morning, that as they feel the weight of these upon their shoulders, on their lap, or as they snuggle and cuddle with them, that they would feel the love of us here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, and that they would feel your love as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of mercy, the God of miracles. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's peace, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward, including the confirmands, as we are presenting new Bibles to them this morning. Good morning, Dallas. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Brody. And there's Maddie. Good morning, Maddie. Well, this morning, every fall, we give out new age-appropriate Bibles. And so that usually happens as you're maybe going into preschool, as you are going into third grade, and as you are going into confirmation in sixth grade. So we have new Bibles this morning. We have a little Bible for Dallas. This is for Maddie. Brantley, this Bible is for you. Brantley's in fourth grade, but he's getting his Bible this morning. Calvin, Conrad, and Brody. We have a little liturgy and prayer that we would like to pray for your Bibles this morning.
Maddie Everhart, Brantley Bunting, Calvin Carrick, Brody Fritz, Conrad Summer, and Dallas Grubb.
When you were baptized, your parents and sponsors promised to bring you to worship and to Holy Communion, to teach you the Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed, and the Ten Commandments. They promised to place in your hands the Scriptures, to nurture you in Christian faith, and help you live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church.
The congregation promised to support you and pray for you in new life in Christ.
So hear these words from Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
And from Romans 15, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope.
As part of Holly Grove Lutheran Church's promise to you in your baptism, we present to you these Bibles. Receive the Word of God. Learn its stories and study its words. Its stories belong to all of us, and these words speak to all of us. They tell us who we are. They tell us that we belong to God and to each other, for we are all children of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, your word is living and active. As we present these youth with Bibles today, we ask that you would bless their reading and study of it. May your words of love, hope, and grace both comfort and challenge them. By the power of your Holy Spirit, may they encounter this story as your story of love for them, for this community, and for the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. I hope you enjoy these Bibles and studying them. And you may go to Children's Church if you would like.
The New Testament lesson comes from the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Word of God, word of life.
According to John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Once or twice before, I have shared with you a blessing from Methodist minister Jan Richardson. And for those of you who were in the grief group, I often shared blessings from her. She writes the most beautifully profound and prophetic blessings, and oftentimes she creates a piece of art to go with it. I chose to have one of her pieces of art on my ordination bulletin on the cover, and the blessing is on the first page. The picture is, it looks like a collage where she has a round table, and all the people sitting around it are very different from one another in every way, symbolizing the diversity of all of God's people. And on the table are loaves of bread and glasses of wine. And this is the blessing that she wrote. It's called, And the Table Will Be Wide. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free. Our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame, and we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair, and we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world, and we will become drink for those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast. I think this blessing so beautifully describes what we as ELCA Lutherans believe about Holy Communion. I chose this for my ordination to Word and Sacrament because it was and still is my hope and prayer that God would use me and my ministry to help make this blessing become a little bit more of a reality. It has also been my hope and prayer that what we have explored together and learned together this summer in our sermon series, that would help this blessing also become more of a reality in your lives and in the life we share together as the body of Christ here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. So this is our last sermon in our sermon series. And Sunday by Sunday this summer, we covered a lot of ground. We've come to understand that there is so much more happening in this meal than we can see with our eyes. We've deepened our understanding of all that God does in and through this meal. We have grown more fully in the knowledge that this sacrament, this holy meal, it's not only the center of our worship, but it is the center of our lives as followers of Jesus. Jesus faithfully and constantly showed God's boundless love by eating with people. And Jesus continues to show God's love by eating with us. Jesus is with us at this table as host and in great mercy and love as he becomes the very food that we eat. In the Eucharist, God invites us to feast on Christ, the bread of life who again and again comes to us and gives himself to us to nourish us, to sustain us, and to empower us. Jesus gives himself to us as food for the journey of discipleship so that we can be sent out to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Every Sunday, we go out from this place as fed people, so that we can feed people. We've learned that this meal is not a symbol, that the bread and wine are not symbols, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, this bread and wine become for us the true presence of Jesus. And that's why we come to this table often, because we need it often. We need Jesus often. We need the presence that we receive here so that we can live out the life of discipleship, so that we can live out daily our baptismal promises, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And so the rhythm of our lives becomes that we begin our weeks not in the chaos of Monday mornings, but that we begin our week in worship on Sundays. We begin our week by offering thanks and praise to God, and we begin our week by returning to the font to hear the words that remind us that we are God's beloved children, to get our bearings, to reorient ourselves to who we really are and to whose we truly are. And then we also begin our week by coming to the table at Christ's invitation to receive the presence of Jesus in the bread and wine, which comforts us, forgives us, pours God's love and grace into us, and transforms us. Transforms us into what we eat. As we gather at this table with the entire communion of saints, we remember the countless meals that God has provided for God's people in the past, and we simultaneously look forward with great hope to the feast that God will provide for all people when Christ comes again to restore all things. Until that day, we come to this table often, because we need it often. We come to this table to feast on the body of Christ so that we become the body of Christ in a world that deeply hungers for his presence. And so I'd like to end this sermon and this sermon series by reading this blessing one more time. And the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive. And we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free. Our aching will be met with bread, and our sorrow will be met with wine. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame. And we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair. And we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world. And we will become drink for all of those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing, and everywhere will be the feast. Brothers and sisters, may it be so to the glory of God. Amen. Thank you.
confess our faith. I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. One in the communion of saints and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. Loving God, you welcome all at your table of grace. Instill in your church a spirit of humility and curiosity, that we embrace all people. Sustain and build up leaders and lay people as we accompany one another in our life with Christ. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creating God, you shape the world so there is more than enough for all. Curb our habits of overuse and guide us toward more sustainable sources of energy, food, and water. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, your peace brings justice and solidarity. Encourage peace among peoples, tribes, and nations. Heal divisions in our country and local communities, that together we might cooperate for the good of all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Faithful God, you draw near to all who are in need. Bring healing and wholeness to all who suffer in any way, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, John, Mary, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we name aloud now on our lips or silently in our heart. Hear us, O God. Transforming God, you accompany all through changes and transitions. Help us to see where you are calling this community to new ways of living the gospel promise. Assure us that even as change brings loss, it also brings hope and life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Merciful God, you embrace us on our final pilgrimage from this life. Accompany all who have died, console all those who mourn, and at the last show us the way to eternal life in you. Hear us, O God.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to move about and share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Judy.
Thank you.
Jesus, bread of life, you have set this table with your very self and called us to the feast of plenty. Gather what has been sown among us and strengthen us in this meal. Make us to be what we receive here, your body for the life of the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When the times had at last ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all creation. You gave us breath and speech that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world, forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath, and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus Christ, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Come. please stand for the table blessing? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. In this meal, you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table. By your Holy Spirit, enliven us to be your body in the world, that we may show Christ's love to all people. Amen. Okay, ready? The blessing of God, who provides for us, who feeds us, and who journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement.
You did it. That was
as
beautiful.
United people of
okay,
God,
ready?
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Okay. Ready? You want to stand with me?